Great Uniter's ambitions have ended, but the Earth Kingdom has fallen back into disarray. Can our heroes pick up the pieces? Strand Gamers presents a playtest campaign, Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles. Okay, we're on.
Oh, we're on?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Oh.
No messing around. Episode 18 of Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles. It has been an eternity.
Yep.
Kevin.
I'm partly responsible for this.
Partly?
Partly responsible.
Who As in the entire part, or...?
No, no. Some of them were around circumstances I could not control. The vacation that I went on, definitely could control that.
Oh,
went on vacation. Oh, right. Yes, okay. I remember that now.
Yes, he went on vacation, which would have been a lot more legitimate had you not told us that right before the game.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot that I didn't tell you.
Oh.
Part of me thought I did.
That's why I tell Nick things, like, immediately as soon as I know. And then usually probably nag him about it later so he remembers.
Hmm.
Right, sweetie?
Or, you know, telling me once also works.
Or just yes, sending a mass email
anxiety.
To
Okay.
So anyways, it's hot.
Yes,
fuck.
It is.
Yeah.
Really? It's only like 70-something here.
It's like 90 here.
Trudging around in 95-degree weather.
It's been nice for the past few days, but then, like, yesterday and today are fucking hot.
Let's see.
I broke down and installed an air conditioner.
I liked it when it got, like, to 63 at nights. That was nice.
Oh, my bad. It's actually 80 right now.
Yeah, it's...
You guys have a lovely draft going for your apartment or something?
Yeah, we've got the fans going.
And I have the windows open because it just feels much cooler.
If I cared that much, I could bring the air conditioner in here. But I don't. So this has been an amazing weather report.
I have sealed myself off in my office and there is an air conditioner going.
I have central air, so, I mean...
Fuck all y'all.
There's no real reason for me to bitch about it, but it's more fun
just
to.
Just like bitching?
Yes.
Kevin does love bitching.
Well, it causes my AC to work harder.
And go for yourself.
Wait, you can't turn the central air on in just one room?
No, because it's
central air.
Central
but
air.
I mean, like, you can't just
central.
I figured it just meant that you had, like, some sort of centrally located system that you could dive
into. No, it's an air for the whole.
I only have one set of ducts.
I mean, presumably you could shut off some of the vents.
Yes, I can, but the air likes to collect downstairs anyways, so I have fans in place to try and blow it back up.
That's kind of how it works.
That's
yes.
kind of how their chamber
Fuck
moves.
Physics.
Ugh. We're on with episode 18 of Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
Finally!
It was about weather and all that. And cooling systems.
Mm.
Okay. So, business at the top of the show. I've been slacking/stagnating on finishing writing this thing. So I'm soliciting playtesters. Even if you just want to read it and nag me like these people do. That's the only way it's going to get better.
We spent the last 15 minutes nagging him about rules.
Yes.
It's not nagging, it's asking questions.
Well,
nagging. You don't think that those two things can be the same thing.
Oh yeah, questions that have been nagging at us.
So if you want to take a look at this rule book... Send me an email to Nicholas@StrandGamers? Question mark? I don't use that email a lot. Yes, Nicholas@StrandGamers. Ideally, people who know role-playing games and or the Avatar universe. And tell me why you want to be a playtester.
Well, does this mean that you're going to be running... campaigns that we didn't, the campaign we didn't pick with some other group?
No, I think no. It means that other people are going to run the game for their groups.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. There already
it
is.
It really means because he secretly hopes that a representative from Nickelodeon is like, we want to buy this.
We just like
Nickelodeon fucking dollars. Loves Avatar. And I know. And they just want to put all of their money into it.
Like, as nice as it would be that Nickelodeon says, here, have a big pile of money.
What will probably happen is Nickelodeon will be like, here, have a big pile of subpoenas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a cease and desist.
I hope they have bigger things in their mind than us.
Well, we're not making any money on this.
We're not making any money, and I'm not using any art or anything from the show.
Yeah,
so.
Only using ideas.
Mm.
And if they send me a cease and desist, fuck it, I don't have to do this anymore. I'm off the hook.
Oh.
We can still play as long as we don't broadcast anymore, right?
No.
Fuck!
It's desist and cease. They both mean
powerful.
Stop.
That's powerful language right there.
I'm having fun.
Me too. If I get to play.
What is this fun you speak of?
F is friends who do stuff together.
Let's not do SpongeBob. I think Nickelodeon might actually care about SpongeBob.
that was the other half of the joke.
Well, if they cared about it, they wouldn't have ruined it.
Well, they're doing the run it into the ground, right?
Done and done?
I think it's just this latest movie.
Mm. There was a movie?
Yeah.
It's like CGI sponge in the real
world. They
called
it the SpongeBob movie? Again?
That's original.
Hmm.
I thought it was like Sponge Out of Water or something.
That might have been the subtitle or something.
How did you know this?
Sometimes movies have subtitles. We saw a trailer for it.
Did we?
Yes.
Did I just black that out of my mind? Probably.
Okay, yeah, it is like the SpongeBob movie, colon, Sponge Out of Water.
You walk out of the movie theater and it's like, what were the trailers we watched? Some of them I liked and some of them I didn't.
What I don't get is how they
Wait,
call
we watched
it
a movie?
The SpongeBob movie, colon, Sponge Out of Water.
Well, perhaps they're aiming to make this the definitive SpongeBob movie as opposed to the previous film called the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
Yeah, this has never happened before. Like, the Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
It's true.
Well,
that's,
I thought they,
that's about a character
they didn't do the Terminator,
Terminator
2. They called it Terminator.
And it's about
called
a character
SpongeBob.
Called... Yes!
It is about a character called the Terminator, in which there is more than one.
And it is about a character called SpongeBob.
But there's not more than one SpongeBob.
Now, imagine if SpongeBob,
the SpongeBob
were the Terminator.
Movie.
I would watch that film.
They never call him the SpongeBob, though.
But it's literally his first name.
Yeah.
Well, they call him SpongeBob. They don't call him the SpongeBob.
All right, the Kevin.
No, that's not.
This is giving me flashbacks to Homestar Runner. The cheat.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with the cheat.
The cheat is great.
Here, the cheat, have a trophy.
Oh, hey, I have like a blister on the back of my leg.
I'm going to kill everyone in this
car. IMDb says the original movie is 0.6
flight across
better.
The country. Probably like 20 hours of rampage. But then I will know peace.
That's right. When are you guys coming over? For the holidays-ish? Thanksgiving-ish?
No.
October.
No.
Beginning
First
of October.
First week of October.
Oh,
oh
October.
Boy.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. I'll mark that in my calendar.
We're on with episode 18 of Avatar The Eternal Chronicles.
You keep saying that.
Finally.
You're not going to edit any of this out. You know it.
I don't edit anything. I do noise removal, but I can't help the actual content. Previously on
helping.
Avatar, The Eternal Chronicles, Sekfa was tricked into bringing the devious Wen and Rume Lan to her home village of Jiangsu.
Hey, it's a name.
Yeah. There they met with Sekhfa's family, who were proud to host people even remotely associated with the royal family. Strange happenings when Sekhfa was out and about, she began experiencing spiritual turmoil and discovered the egg of a phoenix left over from the destruction caused by Fire Lord turned Phoenix Queen Ozai.
King. I think you meant to say king.
I don't know what I said, but I did.
You said queen.
Nope.
You just said Phoenix Queen.
Yeah. Phoenix Queen.
Ozai slam.
No, he had an operation.
He's a girl.
He had an operation, right?
Nobody now. Likes those.
Not in the Earth Kingdom, anyway.
Yeah.
You a grill.
That's why I got the sex change, just to really, like, shove it in the face of the Earth Kingdom. Be like, yeah, you got owned by a girl.
However, all was not magical phoenixes and fun times at the Sekhfa household. When turned on the family, a strangely mentally absent Rume Lan in tow. She caused grievous injury to Sekhfa's mother, Sancha, and put a crystalline spike through the phoenix egg. The family managed to beat her into submission, but unfortunately the egg was too weakened to survive in the material world and had it to be absorbed by Mwemwe through digestion. With a few final words to her family, Sekhfa set off back towards Ba Sing Se to reunite with her friends.
Yeah, that's
also nice. Mama kicks ass.
Yeah, Grandma is the greatest MVP last session.
All right, Nick, I was supposed to remind you about Moxie.
Yes. Take 2 Moxie for stuff I forgot to give you last time. Also, do you want to tell us about the changes you made to your character?
Oh, yes. I have changes in her connections. So, before, my deal was fun. It is now protect. Because of everything that happened.
Yeah, little Sekhfa's growing up and cynical. Mm.
Oh. That time.
Amazing.
And instead of her naivety for her burden, because I think enough has happened where she's going to learn at least a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's about time you became cynical.
Mm-hmm. I decided to go with Nick's suggestion for fighting for respect, since everybody wants to leave me behind and not
believe me.
Kind
of treat you.
And, yeah.
What's that?
Treat you like a little
child?
Kid. Yeah.
I think my character treats her less like a little child.
I definitely treat her like a child.
Compared to everyone else, I suppose.
So yeah.
But you guys still keep leaving me behind.
Yep. And ironically, this time you left us behind.
Well, what else was I supposed to do? But yes, those changes. And I've more reason to be protective of Mumoy now. So, that's that relationship.
Okay. Back in Ba Sing Se, you were hauling potential Rume Lan like a sack of potatoes. Oh, I believe you were met by Dai Li agents who were escorting you.
Yeah, the who's his butt?
I actually don't remember the story we were going to come up with.
I believe
not Woo.
Dai Li agents were Gao.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Oh, that
name.
Guy, okay.
Yes.
That's who's his butt.
The head of the Dai Li.
The fat earthbender dude.
Yes.
I wouldn't really call him fat. Maybe he's actually got a whole
butt.
Let's
really
call him the dude who launched a room.
He is, in fact, fat.
I believe I refer to his physique as Santa Clausian.
I feel like that all the stuff that's happening in his gut, though, is actually just rocks he keeps under there in case he needs to kill someone with them.
Okay.
So you're saying he's like a starving African child.
Oh, yeah, and he's just got, like, giant boulders strapped to him in case he ever needs to murder someone.
Okay, so he doesn't eat them, so he can vomit rocks at people.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's Blaze's real name. Albert Parks. I was just wondering why the fuck I had Albert Parks written on the back of a character sheet.
Oh.
Daily agents escort you to Gao, who is overseeing the reattachment / mostly reconstruction of this ballroom. He's standing outside watching them basically sculpt new walls out of stone.
Couldn't he just do that?
He could, but I mean, he's not an artist. Like,
yeah. Not his job.
They're sculpting them. I mean, he certainly has the raw physical capability to make big stone slabs. But there's probably more to architecture than that.
No.
He turns to face you as you approach. Literally hauling a duplicate of Rumelon on your shoulders. I believe Soma was carrying her.
Well, Soma's the beefcake, so...
Yeah, beefcake.
Well, I wouldn't call Daloon a beefcake.
Yes. Well, also, I was grievously injured, like the other character I was playing, in this exact same manner.
Okay, his normal resting smile goes flat as he sees you guys approach, hauling this person with him.
God, I forgot the shit we found.
We found a code with a series of names.
Yep.
Well, you don't actually know that.
We don't actually know that yet. We don't know the code, but Sekfa does, which is funny.
Yeah, we found, like, the toilet paper cipher thing. Even though that's not what
it
is.
You assumed it was a toilet paper cipher?
It's absolutely
even though it's
not a toilet
paper
cipher.
And we found, like, a passport thing, right? And money?
Yeah, and money. I mean, it's basically, like, if you ever need to get out of the country really quickly, supplies.
Yeah, it's a bug-out bag.
Is that what they call those?
Yes.
I've never heard that terminology used before.
Oh, well,
pretty sure it's
called.
Real, because I'm going to Google it, and it's going to be...
Yeah, no, it's real. I can confirm.
No, I just... it's more of a today I learned kind of thing.
Yep. Okay. Kevin and I didn't just make this up.
No, that's cool.
Well, who wants to start?
They found her.
Don't drink the tea.
Which tea?
The Rumelon special family recipe tea.
I'll keep that in mind.
Never drink it. It is a weapon.
The tea is a weapon. It can't be that bad, can it?
It has crystals in it.
Yeah, it has the rock candy thing. I forgot what the fuck it's called.
Genomite.
That then they crystal bend out of your guts.
Oh.
Yeah, it looked really painful.
Rube Lan's not a bender.
Well, this one is. And there are others. Or at least one other.
Pardon?
Person that looks just like this one.
Yeah, it looks like we found some doubles of Rumelon, one of which is definitely a bender, who... And I kind of gesture to the gaping Daloon. Wound in Daloon's stomach. Well, not gaping, but certainly...
Are you hobbled over clutching your stomach still?
No, I fixed that shit up, but there's very obvious scarring.
I'm fine.
Well, I'm not.
Shit to sucks. Be clear, one or more Rumelons puts a crystalline poison in a tea that could be activated later.
That is...
I wouldn't call it a poison so much as it is just physical crystals in you that then
can be crystal bent.
Yeah.
Out of your guts.
And I mean, it's not... Well, Rumelon's not the one who does it.
Well, unless this is the real Rumelon and the other one's not.
I just meant that, well, wasn't Wen the one who prepared the tea?
Yes, Wen prepared the tea.
Well, wouldn't it look off if, you know, someone from the royal family is preparing tea?
But either way, I'm just trying to point out that whoever this person is, even if they're Rumelon or not Rumelon, they're not the ones who put the crystals in there. But they did ask if we drank the tea. And, well, Dalun, you almost got your stomach ripped out. How are you feeling, by the way? Are you okay?
No.
I mean...
No, this happened 5 minutes ago. I'm not okay.
You did do healing on you.
Yeah, I
did.
I, in fact, did heal you.
Still
pretty heftily. Yeah.
Still not, like, awesomely awesome.
But... You know. I'm like, are you on your feet?
Still probably mad.
Yes. Certainly mad at that bitch, Gwen. T wasn't even very good.
Gwen. Not Gwen.
Gwen. Whatever.
I don't know why you drank it.
To be polite?
That's when you pretend to drink it.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize it was a weapon.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't really have any suspicion until I saw you weren't drinking it.
We were investigating them for possibilities of killing the king. Why would we trust their tea? Especially when the tea had weird sparkly bits in it. Tea is not supposed to sparkle.
Okay.
Alright, so what I'm hearing here is that you're smarter than we are.
If I can interject for a moment.
Sure.
Because from here... It really looks like you guys beat up the heir to the throne.
Oh, it was really a gentle push.
Also, one of our companions is missing. As is when?
Do you think your companion was in on it?
No. I think the opposite. I think that our companion might have been coerced or kidnapped. She is kind of young.
Oh, right, the child you bring into life or death situations.
I'm going to ignore that.
As you like.
She likes to bring up the fact of Avatar Aang and defeating the Fire Lord. Like, what is it, 12 years old, 13 years old? I don't remember.
100 years old.
Several thousand lifetimes old, just in the body of a 12-year-old boy?
That one. That's the correct one.
So I guess that makes him fundamentally different.
I would say so.
She's also really good at getting what she wants out of people.
I don't want to be rude. But do you have any actual proof of anything you're saying here?
What are you looking for proof of? This is certainly not Rumelon, but somebody posing as her. And you said so yourself, that Rumelon is not a bender, so this person who is a bender...
Well, I suppose he hasn't seen her bend, so...
And also that looks like Rumelon to me. Also the accusation that she tried to murder Prince Wu.
No, not her. Oh, boy.
By proxy.
I really don't think it was her who was in on the plan. Seems like she's just being...
Well, there's
the
fact that that family is wealthy and the assassins were paid a lot of money to do what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. But again, I really feel like this is outside the realm of a 14-year-old girl's planning.
Oh, that's why I think it was Gwen, but...
Gwen.
It was Gwen, that was the woman's name, right?
Gwen, W-E-N.
Gwen, sorry.
Still Chinese. Okay. Glossing over... Your variable opinions of the capabilities of 14-year-olds. I believe she's 16. And the fact that you bring younger children with you into life or death situations.
Younger children with combat training.
To that I say dot dot dot.
Yep, all your adventures combat training.
Combat's multiple times, so that's training, right?
We take a step back. What is your accusation, in brief?
Wen hired a group of assassins to kill Prince Wu in order to...
Why are we saying this? This is not what we found at all.
Because this is our suspicion?
That's a suspicion. He's asking us what we found.
Oh.
We found the stuff here, and I will show the big pile of money, the passports, the code thing.
Well, this looks like a bug out bag. Where did you find this?
In Wen's room, underneath her bed, in a crystal chest.
Did you bring the chest with you?
It was smashed to bits.
Yeah, there was no seam or opening. They just smashed it until they could get inside.
They? Me?
My response is going to be, wait, what?
Okay, but again, what is your accusation? So you're saying, Miss Soma, that you think Wen is responsible for...
Okay, so I think it's time to actually come clean here. What we were really investigating was who was trying to undermine the Dai Li in order to create subversive action in Fang's... in Feiyu.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same person. So.
I feel like it might be the same person. The two events are related, but our only real mission was trying to figure out who was ordering your Dai Li agents around, and our investigation led us to Wen. And then the assassination attempt came along, and it just seemed too coincidental.
Well, I think what happened was the assassination attempt happened. We went and spoke with the would-be assassins, and one of them seemed very smug about being able to get out of the Dai Li prison because someone of influence was behind her.
Hmm.
Which then brought us to Wen.
Yeah, because, so, the fact that the assassins have somebody on the inside in the Dai Li, and the only person with an interest in controlling the Dai Li other than Prince Wu would be Rumei Lan.
Well, and obviously Gao.
Obviously you, Gao, but we would never suspect you of trying to... especially not after the room thing.
Oh, if I thought you were trying to accuse me. Well, it doesn't matter. Let's move on. So, you think Wen is responsible for all of this? Manipulating the Dai Li, or at least some rogue element of it. And the assassination attempt.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And who is that person you have, and what is her part in this?
Working with Wen. Because when we found the bug-out bag, she dropped out of the ceiling and attacked us. With bending.
Okay. So, Rumei Lan is a bender ninja assassin for Wen.
Or at least a stand-in for her.
Yeah, I feel like this might actually be a body double. Does Prince Wu have body doubles?
I'm not at liberty to discuss security concerns.
Okay.
But, hypothetically, saying that we've employed body doubles in the past... It's a very difficult feat to achieve someone who even looks like their protected target from a distance. This
could be an unknown.
I'm looking at her face. That's Rumei Lan.
Well, it could be an unknown twin sister.
An unknown twin.
Yeah. Sure. It happens in storybooks all the time.
Yes.
Or maybe some sort of spirit made them into lookalikes. I don't know any of that spirit mumbo jumbo crap.
Speaking of spirit mumbo jumbo, we really do need to find Sekhtha.
Okay. Well, let's say she ran away. Where would she go?
That's a good
maybe
question.
Air Temple Island?
Air Temple Island.
That is the most likely place.
Okay. Tell you what. Why don't I take this nice young lady off your hands and talk to her? And you can go out and search for your friend. And I will search for Wen.
Okay. I have a sneaking suspicion that Wen might be with Sekhtha. So our interests might be aligned right now.
Well, if I find Wen and Sekhtha, I'll let you know, and I expect the same courtesy.
Oh yeah, definitely. We should probably get going to Air Temple Island.
I should get my bike.
Smash cut to Air Temple Island and she's not there?
Or how long train, like, would it take to get back over to Republic City from...
It was a 2-day trip, I recall, on Moi Moi.
I mean, I'm guessing you guys would, like, radio them or something.
Yeah, I would imagine we would radio.
I keep forgetting radios exist in this section of history.
Yeah, so you guys pretty much spend 2 days combing the city, looking for Air Temple Island, pretty much realizing you don't know anything about Sekhtha.
Well, I've known her for like 2 weeks.
And she is really annoying because you have to walk everywhere.
I have my bike.
Yeah, you do.
So
I don't mind walking. And Daloon can fly.
Glide?
Well, not quite fly, but glide.
Yeah, gargoyles.
Because he hasn't released all, like, was it earthly connections or whatever?
Can't you gain altitude like, with the air suits?
They can, but...
Not very well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, you spend, like, 2 days doing that.
I'm getting increasingly stressed out.
Sekhtha, you're riding back on Moi Moi.
Hmm.
Well, I guess for starters, are you going to Ba Sing Se?
Yeah, I'm going straight to the palace. That was my plan.
Okay. Yeah, you land in front of the palace.
Start guiding Mumui towards the giant doors.
Yeah, she starts just floating up, skimming along the stairs. There are guards, like, unsure if they should be stopping this or getting out of the way.
And then vote for getting out of the way.
Yeah. One of them starts opening the big door a little bit. Moi Moi, not a single fuck given, just, doors fly open into the big entryway.
Woo down.
Yeah, going straight for the throne room, since I remember that was a big room that, you know, we all met King Wu at, and I told Wu Meilan that we were going straight to the king, so.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's really the only space big enough to accommodate you. Like, there's a grand hallway into the throne room, and everything else gets down to regular size.
Like, why do you have my cousin and her attendant tied up?
I don't think Wu Meilan was tied up.
She's tied up, just not as severely.
Moi Moi just bashes through the doors to the throne room. Wu stands up suddenly from his throne, like, back of his hand to his head, and faints back into his throne. Wu down!
So Prince Wu.
Mako steps forward, ready to blast you with lightning. At this point, guards are filing in behind you.
Oh yeah, that's right, he can do that.
Yeah.
What is the meaning of this?
Well, I have to speak to the king. And it's very important. I'm going to float down in front of Mumu at this point, as opposed to sitting on her.
Everyone is on edge, waiting to see what you do.
Just explodes the throne.
Bow to the king, because that's only proper.
It's the nice thing to do.
If he's still going Wu Diao, I'm going to cough my head.
He's just slumped in his throne. He's awake. He's alert. He's looking at you.
Are you okay?
I'll get through it. I'm going to be strong.
Okay.
You might as well continue.
Okay. There was an attack a couple days ago over at Rumelan's place, apparently. And then Wen told me that they had to get away from there because it wasn't safe anymore. So I went home, and we had dinner, and then Wen, bended, things in the tea and exploded out of our tummies, and then, apparently Rumelan was not herself.
Drugged
that
up
whole
or
time.
Something.
She doesn't remember anything. So we tied them up, and we defeated Wen, and then I found a bunch of stuff in the room, and then we came straight here because we were supposed to.
Ha! Huh. You hear heavy footsteps coming behind you, and a grinding of stone.
What turn around and what is that?
They draw closer and Gao appears in the doorway. He has ripped up a bunch of the floor tiles as weapons, just floating all around him, ready to launch out. He sees it's you.
Oh.
He sees it's...
I'm gonna wave. Hi, General Gao.
Oh. He lets his floor tiles slowly hit the ground. Well, we've been searching for you for a few days now. Seems like you took care of things.
Yeah, so there was an attack, apparently, and then this... I'm going to basically repeat my whole story.
Just repeat.
Interesting. Yes, your friends came and accused Wen of being a criminal mastermind.
Yeah, she's not... She's acting weird, and it's like she's not even in her body anymore, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, you did very well. We can take care of her from here. Make sure she doesn't hurt anyone ever again. And it seems someone was taking advantage of Rume.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna basically hand him the bag of candles and... Oh, and there's this weird message thing. I'm gonna unroll the message thing. I don't know what it means.
It's a cipher. Your friends found one as well.
Because when you do this, I'm going to hold it up to light. Apparently that's the name of a place, and apparently that's the name of a guy. And I'm just going to point out the names that I asked about earlier.
He smiles. It took our code breakers 2 full days to figure that out.
Really?
The instant you turn 16, I want you to come to me, and I will have a job for you.
Oh.
That's a code breaker.
That'd be nice.
He takes some of the candles out of the bag and smells them. Likely a kind of hypnosis. Scent is buried very deep in the brain. By triggering certain scents, you can induce powerful emotional states.
Powerful lack of emotional states.
You did very well, Sekva. He bows low before you, which is a considerable effort for him, and he's still bigger than you when he does so.
Thank you?
Though I do wish next time you would wait at the door and we could bring you inside.
Sorry. But it was really important, and I said I would go to the king, so...
You certainly did.
She's lady of her word.
Well, we'll take care of this and get poor Rume the help she needs. She's a delicate little flower.
Why does everyone keep saying that?
Because she was brainwashed into being a delicate little flower.
I don't know. I think I heard it from someone.
Yeah, that's she kept saying that when the other night when she wasn't herself. I don't think it's a very good thing to say. I'm gonna help bring the people down.
Yeah, he passes them off to some waiting guards and Dai-Li agents. Take them to the van. Well, they start carrying these people outside. Sekva, we'd better get you in touch with your friends. They've been searching for 2 full days. Getting frantic.
Okay. That'd be a good idea.
Why don't you just go have a wait in the sitting room and we'll reach out to them.
Okay.
Because the Dai-Li has ways to do that.
They just pop out of the ceiling where we are and we scream.
And it's like, hey, we found your friend.
I guess I'll start brushing Moonway while I wait, because I haven't been able to do so.
Okay, you have huge clumps of sky bison fur just on the floor of the throne room.
I thought we moved to the sitting room.
Yeah, she can't fit in there.
Oh,
so,
okay. I guess the hallway then, right outside of the sitting room.
What are the rest of you guys doing right now?
I mean, I was about ready to give up.
I was probably...
Yeah, she's dead.
I was probably waiting at, a radio, having contacted Air Temple Island, Republic City Police, Ba Sing City Police, and any police in the neighboring area.
Just being like, okay, we're looking for a 12-year-old girl dressed in incredibly
giant sky bison.
So,
13-year-old girl, giant sky bison, airbender gliding suit, if you've ever seen one of those, really hard to miss.
Yes.
So, Daloon, you know Tenzin is not happy, and you are anticipating a talk when you get back.
I'm assuming I'm the person that best knows how to use these radios, so.
Yeah, we leave it all to you.
Yeah, you were contacted on the radio by Ba Sing Se Palace. Ba Sing Se Palace to Zahar.
This is Zahar?
We've found them. Repeat, we've found them.
Where are they?
Those Empire Strikes Back.
They're at the palace. Sekva is safe and sound.
I'll be right there.
Do you have contact with your friends?
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, apparently someone's given up. So
Soma's probably just, like, in the hotel room or wherever the fuck we're staying.
Yeah.
Saloon, are you still looking, or?
Yes.
At least one of them.
I will look ceaselessly. Because I, yep, I'm kind of responsible for her. Ish.
Yeah, good job.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll take care of that. And I will go to Soma.
Oh god, where is it?
She's safe.
Huh?
She's at the palace. I just got a call.
Do you I'm going to be stunned Delune for a few seconds.
Do you know where Delune is?
Delune, did you happen to tell me this time where you were going? Are you soaring through the skies in your bat suit? I hope so, because that would actually be kind of cool.
Seems like the logical way to search to me.
Yeah.
Especially given his poor social skills.
Yep. This is a true story.
Where's the 13-year-old girl? Swear to me!
Swear to me!
I lost my...
Swear to me!
Girl!
Where's the girl?
She ran
away. I think this is a joke!
So I guess I will get on my motorcycle and head out searching the skies every now and then to see if I can find Delune.
And I'll be snuggling up here to right behind you. Because you don't have a sidecar yet.
Nope. I haven't been able to really make it since it's all at, you know, Rehoboth City.
When are you going to make a sidecar for this thing? Everybody else can fly.
Well, maybe you should learn how to move quickly.
You don't want to see me do that.
So are you guys getting in touch with Delune in some way?
I was riding on my motorcycle searching the skies.
Okay. Sure, eventually you pick out Delune's glider.
I'll yell Delune really loudly.
Shut up! Someone calls out from a window.
I could probably try to, like, kind of aim some water at him and just, like, splash him, but that would be stupid.
He's already coming down. Yeah. You just splashed.
She's safe at the palace.
Oh.
I was going to head there now.
I'm clapping happily.
Let us head there as quickly as possible.
It is pretty obvious I have been drowning my sorrows, believing that I am responsible for the death of a child.
Hold on tight, Soma.
Huh?
Zip off towards the palace.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Yeah, your drunk self is probably so excited by the fast movement.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right up until she pukes down your back.
Ew.
I have slightly more tolerance than that.
Okay. You pull up to the palace, speeding the whole way. Gao is standing outside the front doors, his arms crossed. One of the giant front doors of the palace is broken off at one of the top hinges. He just looks down at you as you guys assemble at the base of the stairs.
Yeah, like skid to a park job and then...
Oh yeah, you do the whole Akira stop the motorcycle thing.
Sure.
Hello there.
Hello.
I'm sure you've heard by now that your friend is safe.
Yes.
I'm nodding furiously.
Apparently, she's also the talent on the team.
I'm still nodding furiously.
She captured Wen and rescued the, we believe, real Umelon.
Oh, excellent.
Just would like to have a little talk with you all before you go see her.
Okay.
The appropriate commendations and thanks will be sent to your superiors. And of course, your heroic status still stands from when you foiled the assassination attempt. With that said, Earth Kingdom politics are delicate and best kept private.
So don't tell anyone about any of this?
Exactly.
This isn't going to be one of those situations where we... this isn't going to be one of those situations where you're going to have to do something in order to ensure our silence, right?
Well, no, I was hoping I could trust you at your words.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, absolutely.
And indeed you can.
Don't plan on blabbing.
I will remain my usual quiet self about it.
I don't think anybody could believe me anyway.
Let's not test it.
So can we see Sekhvah?
Of course. Right this way. He takes you past the ruined doors.
When we get to Sekhvah, I will just run up to her and give her like a really tight hug.
Samesies! Group hug!
Yeah. I'll almost do that. But not quite.
You see the other, like, us have done it and just sort of stand there dejected.
Yep. Fourth wheel go!
So what happened to you guys?
We were looking for you! Where did you go?
I drank
the
tea.
And then I'm going to repeat the whole story again.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Dallun drank the tea. Drank the tea! I'm gonna start pawing at your stomach. Like, are you okay? Oh my god!
I'm pretty sure
passed through a system already.
Well, most of it actually just came out, but... Stop that, it tickles!
No, now I'm just tickling you. I'm gonna prompt a Moi Moi and also give her a hug because I am out of my gourd right now.
I'm sure Tenzin would want to see you. Because we weren't sure where you went, so we contacted him. And I'm pretty sure he's worried sick.
I got 10 yuans on him beating the crap out of Dallun.
But Master Tenzin wouldn't do such a thing. Would he? I don't think
so. He will certainly give me a stern talking to.
And to Dallun, that's like getting the crap kicked out of you.
To Tenzin, that's like getting the crap kicked out of you.
It's a matter of respect.
From what I understand, you know, airbenders have great lung capacity.
Yes.
So that will be quite some talking.
I hope we don't have to be there for it. And also, why would he have a problem now? We found Sekhvah, and it turns out she's a hero. The hero.
Did you call back and...
I haven't yet. I just found out, but I can do that.
Sounds like it would be a good idea. So are we heading back home?
Yeah.
I should probably contact Tenzin first to make sure he is worried no longer than he has to be. So I will head back to the radio.
Yeah, I think we might want to, prepare for our departure or something like that.
Yeah, I imagine we're going to be leaving now.
Also, now that we've completed a mission, we'll get some cash.
I don't think we get cash because this is a dirt city.
I didn't mean cash from this city. I meant, cash from...
Yes.
The fact that, remember, we're under the employ of Republic City? This is a job?
So, yeah, a quick jaunt back on Waymway to the radio. You call
I use my motorcycle.
Okay. You call in and, just the acolyte who's in charge of manning the radio at that time takes down your message. He seems relieved. It seems like everybody is at least vaguely aware of the situation. And he says he will pass it along to Master Tenzin.
Okay. And I let him know that we'll probably be there within however long it takes to fly a bison back to Republic City.
From Bossing Say, I wonder how long that does take.
It's the speed of plot.
Okay.
I have no idea. Like, it took all of Avatar Season 1 to get them to the North Pole.
Well, they were also going all around because Aang was going touristy places.
Yes.
Yeah, he was on safari.
Yeah,
so to
who
speak.
The hell knows? Yeah, like, I don't think at any point we really get a sense of...
It's probably a few days at least, but...
Probably.
It's a big, big world out there. We're traveling it.
It's a number of days later. And just before noon, when you're flying over Republic City.
So, are we going to go to Air Temple Island first, or are we going to report in?
I think Tenzin will probably want to see us more than... I can't think of his name. Good old...
Ronto?
Ronto, yeah.
Ronto. Ronto and Raiko. And both.
Ronto and Raiko. President Raiko. Yep. Soon to be former President Raiko.
When is the election happening?
Never.
This week. Like, a couple days from now.
I'll have to make sure to vote.
Yeah, that'll happen when Nanook blows up.
I'm not a citizen.
I'm too young.
I'm a citizen.
I'm not voting for Raiko. Who's the other guy?
I'm not voting for Raiko.
Are you voting for the Earth Kingdom guy?
Nope.
Wait a second, though. If
voting
I'm
with
voting
a smaller
for Tenzin.
Party candidate.
Right in Tenzin.
So
right in, vote for Tenzin. Didn't somebody accuse him of doing that, like undermining the council or something in the first season?
Yes. So there are four candidates that people take at least a little bit seriously. There's Raiko, who is running again. Dai Yu, who is a firebender industrialist, and she harps against Raiko because of his military weakness and says that he's too reliant on the Avatar and yet has no influence over her.
Valid.
There is Li Trek, who is a non-bender who supports, whose major platform is restricting bending to work-related uses and instituting wage controls to make sure that non-benders and benders are paid equally. Wants to heavily fund technology and replace as much bending as possible with machines to... Well, you will never use this word in any of his campaign speeches, but make things more equal. And Fu Huan, an Earth Kingdom noble who may not even technically be eligible. He is simultaneously fighting a legal battle to uphold or overturn the residency requirements, because he's only been in the United Republic for 3 years since the death of the Earth Queen. His major policy reform is that he wants to expand and bring more willing Earth Kingdom provinces into the United Republic.
That actually sounds like a really cool platform to have.
That
I imagine
like
the Earth Kingdom would have a problem with
it. It sounds like it could get you in trouble with the Earth Kingdom. Though.
Yeah.
Although, they're broke, so...
Like, hey, less people under your wing means less people you gotta feed means...
Also means less people you can tax.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Reducing the overall size of the Earth Kingdom economy might actually be good for it in the long term.
Yeah, but isn't the big Earth Kingdom thing, like, have all what was ever once Earth Kingdom under Earth Kingdom?
That was something that the old Earth Queen was big on, and Kuvira.
Yep.
Was big on that. United Republic used to be ours and therefore should be again.
Wu, on the other hand, does not seem to have such aspirations.
If he does, he has zero ability to act on them.
If he does, he's really good at hiding it, too.
Yeah.
Okay. You land in the courtyard of Air Temple Island. The place is abuzz with all the regular acolytes and fledgling airbenders, although when they see who it is returning, pretty much all exercises break off and they start heading to swarm you and welcome you back. Zekfar, you're safe. We're all so worried.
I'm going to greet all the people that I know by name and so on and so forth.
Yeah, people are fawning over you. Are you okay? What happened? Did somebody try to hurt you?
I'm going to actually just repeat my old story.
Wait, no! I'm going to stop her! I'm going to... Okay. The moment she tries to do that, I'm like... Huh, wait.
So, like, right after I say, well, you're just going to clap your hands
I'm
all
like,
around.
Sekva, Earth Kingdom politics are a very, very delicate and private matter, and if you're going to tell the story, you might want to just gloss over pretty much everything to do with everyone else. I nod. I say, okay, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay? I will nod along.
Unclap the mouth.
Stuff happened!
So here's what I'm not looking forward to. Trying to emulate one of the greatest voice actors of current times.
But you know what he's going to say.
Really lost?
The crowd parts for Tenzin as he approaches.
I hide behind Sekva.
I'm just going to hop off the bison with my bike.
He bows back to you. Sekva, I'm glad that you're safe. I expect to hear all about your adventure at a more appropriate time in a more appropriate venue. Daloon, may I speak to you in my office, please?
Of course.
He turns and walks inside.
I'll, of course, follow.
He has... It's kind of a a makeshift workspace with his telephone and his desk and everything he has set up mostly from his time as a counselor. He closes the sliding paper door that doesn't absorb much sound and looks at you. What were you thinking?!
The sliding
you left
paper
a
door.
13-year-old girl,
quite a
all
lot
alone.
Sound.
She was taken by nefarious benders? Some sort of Earth Kingdom assassination, and you let her get mixed up in that?
We
what
all got mixed
were
up.
Were you thinking?
We all got mixed up in that, and.
You're not a child!
Okay, with all due respect, you did not send me there as her babysitter.
It was implied.
That's the best you've got?
I believe she has proven to us that she can handle herself. And certainly she has been proving that time and again during our adventures. She is more mature than you give her credit for.
Her maturity is not at issue here. It's yours.
Again, sir, there are inherent risks that you were aware of in allowing us to do these things. I am not omnipotent. I cannot control everything that happens.
No, but you can look after your own, regardless of age. Even if I was sending two adults out there, I would expect them to look after each other.
And we do, but it's not always possible to stay with the other person.
Does Tenzin know about the Fae you leaving me alone part?
Probably not. Did anyone tell him?
Nope.
I haven't told him shit. I don't talk to Tenzin. I'm not an air person.
Yeah, it's really not our place.
I also don't play, like, checkers with him or whatever, or pie shoe or whatever the fuck it's called.
Out of character, I gotta ask, what was Tenzin's reason for letting Sekhfa do this in the first place? Like, that's actually a really good question. If he's so concerned about her now...
I think the fact that she wouldn't take no for an answer.
Yeah, I think the Aang defense was employed, from what I remember of the beginning.
Probably a lot of nagging from his wife and children that he needs to let his pupils experience the real world. So there's probably a lot of background pressure on him as well.
This is a fun experiment for the Air Acolytes to have.
I might pull you both out of this ridiculous farce.
It is not ridiculous. We are doing good work.
Go on.
We are, in some ways small, some ways not, making this a better and safer world.
In ways you couldn't do with our own peacekeeping efforts?
Assassination attempt.
Certainly you could treat this as an extension of our peacekeeping efforts. We're merely also assisting Republic City.
Our concern is with the world. We are nomads. You're not beholden to Republic City. It may have been my father's dream, but that doesn't mean that all airbenders are its defense force.
Okay, and I don't think we all should be part of the defense force. But that, of course, does not mean we should not work with, you know, the different governments of the world. We're nomads, not hermits.
I need to think on this. You're dismissed.
Very well.
Send in Sekhfa.
Okay, I'll go out and send in Sekhfa.
She's still being fawned over, I'm sure.
Sekhfa, Tenzin wants to see you.
You see Tenzin's children running away when you start to leave the room from where they were clearly listening out.
Yeah, there's one of them, at least one of them holding a glass, right?
Yeah, they got nothing.
Do that.
It's paper walls. Yeah.
Nope, they got
peering
nothing.
Through a tiny crack they put in the paper.
Nope.
Poked a hole with a finger.
Doesn't matter. Sound bending. Yeah.
Yep. They got nothing.
That's when they grabbed the glass.
They still got nothing.
I will skip into the office.
Hello, Sekhfa.
That's attention.
How was your trip? He's still red in the face, like...
And probably still has, like, angry eyebrows.
Yeah. The words don't match the expression.
Are you okay? Your face is kind of,
I'm fine. We're just having a vigorous discussion with Pupil Dilute.
Well, okay. Well, the trip to Boston City was kind of fun until it was kind of scary, but then it was kind of fun afterwards because you're flying. Then I met the king again, and I got a job offer.
What?
General Gao said as soon as I turn 16, I should go talk to him, because he has a job for me.
What manner of job?
I don't know. Working for him, I guess.
And of course you know that's not the Air Nomad way. Working for an Earth Kingdom general? Look, it's beside the point currently.
Okay.
I'd like to know what you think of the work you've been doing with this defense force.
I think we're doing a good job. We stopped some bad guys and caught some other bad guys. And we saved the king.
What kind of bad guys?
Well, first there was that thing with Fei Yu. We arrested that person and brought him here. We stopped the Daily agents before that. And then, over in the South Pole, we had an attack, and we, well, for a moment we had, one of the waterbenders, but he escaped, because the South Pole police weren't able to, keep him there? Shrug. And then, let's see. And then while we were with the Earth Kingdom, we stopped an assassination attempt against the king. Caught those people.
It was in all the papers.
Yes. And then, a couple of days ago, we caught, Wen. And hopefully we're helping Ru Meilan feel better too.
Pupil Sekfa, do you think this defense force is interfering with your own Air Nomad training?
Well, I still meditate every day, and I met a spirit, and went to the spirit world, and...
You went to the spirit world?
Yes?
When?
a couple days ago. And then, of course, there was the whole thing with the spirit portal. That was the spirit world. And then I was melting here after that, and I went to Spirit World, and I met the... I probably would have remembered his name, but I don't remember the name of the fish person.
The phoenix thing?
No,
fish
person.
But whatever his name was, I will say it.
Grendala. Oh, Grengra, sorry. Grengra is the weird fish person.
And then I met Grengra, who was talking really strange, but his home was really pretty. And then over here, when I went back home, I found a phoenix egg, and that's when I went to the spirit world, and I spoke to a phoenix and all of the incarnations.
You found a phoenix?
Yes? Yes?
An actual phoenix egg.
Yes. So I let it get hurt, so I told me to give it to Momoi, so now they're all the same... being now?
What?
I don't really understand how that part works. Well, when we were fighting Wen over at home, she managed to hurt the egg with a shard of crystal, and then Phoenix wasn't feeling very well. So then I asked it what the best thing to do would be, and then told me that it needed to merge with Mumui. So I did that.
You fed your sky bison a phoenix?
Yeah, the phoenix told me to. And now I'm feeling better.
Well, that's legit. Checks out.
You fed your sky bison a phoenix.
Yes, I did.
Well, in her defense, it was a phoenix egg.
Is she okay?
Yes. We flew home.
Is the phoenix okay?
Yes. It by doing the merging thing, it's feeling a lot better. Stare.
I need to look into this.
Okay. Let me know if you find anything.
Yes, dismissed, pupil Sekfa.
I will skip out.
You fed your phoenix to a sky bison.
I mean, the phoenix did tell her to do it.
Yeah.
It's true.
She's not making that part up.
Okay. You skip outside.
I'm probably, you know, taking some of the air acolytes on motorcycle rides around the island. Because I'm sure they like that.
Yeah, some of them are from rural communities and they've never seen or ridden in any kind of, like, Sato Mobile or anything. So, Sekfa, as you skip back out to the courtyard, there is a person you've never seen before, kind of at a distance, staring at Mui Mui. He is bronze-skinned, like a kind of a darker skin tone, and he has black tattoos of like tribal symbols that run down his left arm. It looks like maybe waves and teeth and some symbols you can't discern the meaning of. He has long black hair, basically tightened into dreads that are then pulled back into one big dread circle. He looks maybe about 20, and he's kind of at a distance staring at Mui Mui, just squinting at it weird.
What
he's
is he
on
wearing?
Air Temple Island?
Yes, he is.
Like, is it anything obviously of some nation, or just...
No, he's wearing kind of like... like tan, just shorts, kind of raggedy, and a white kind of like tunic with no sleeves.
I'm guessing he's some sort of water tribe, because they're the darkest skinned.
He seems
potentially.
Like, seems water tribe. That's incredibly racist of us.
Mm-hmm. What color are his eyes?
It's just
from here.
It's a great question. I don't know.
Yeah, the eyes have it.
They're like a deep blue. Okay. When you go around and stare at his face.
I'm going to kind of slide next to him, kind of try to look at Mui Mui the same way he is. What are you looking at?
Wow, that sky bison has some major mojo swirling around. Whoa! You do too!
Wait, I do?
Yeah! You've just got like this spirit energy that's just like, wah, wah, wah.
I'm assuming he's stoned.
I am gonna... Yeah. do any of us notice this at all? Like, the Loon and I, since...
You're now hyper-aware of where Sekfa is, and she's talking to a weird stranger.
Okay, the last time we let this happen, she disappeared for 2 days, so I'm going this way.
Huh.
Hi, stranger danger!
What?
Where?
You?
Me?
Hi, welcome to Air Temple Island. I'm Soma. I don't live here either. What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm staying here.
What?
Well, I took... It's this whole thing. Like, my little brother, he got airbending. So it was like, we gotta send him to where the airbenders are. But he's like 12, so you don't send 12-year-olds off by themselves. So I'm like... I'll escort him. So then I took him to Air Temple Island, and he's here now, and he's, like, gonna learn airbending. But I'm like, I'm already in Republic City. I might as well see Republic City. So they're kind of putting me up here. You know?
Yeah, they do that. Reminds me, where the heck is Poe?
You know Poe?
What?
Yes, I was going to seek out Poe, actually.
Huh. Yeah. Wait a second. Look, this is a really common name. I mean, this is a little bit like... Dallone!
What?
Dallone, come here.
But, yes, my name's Fethball. What's your name?
What do you need?
Oh, I'm Moana. You can just call me Mo or Anna or Moana or... You know, whatever makes you feel good.
Well, your name's Moana, so I'll call you Moana.
Alright.
You said you could see spirit energy? That's kind of cool. How did you learn how to do that?
I'm just, like, super spiritual and stuff. Cool. Hey, that guy looks like Poe. Do you know Poe?
I am Poe's brother. How do you know Poe?
Oh, well, we're both staying here, and now we're going to be, like, teammates and stuff.
Oh, so you're going to be doing the pro-bending thing.
Is the pro-bending thing going to be doing us? That doesn't make any sense.
What kind of bender are you?
Oh, I'm like a water bender.
Oh, told ya.
I'm a water bend.
For certain values of bending, yeah. Well, that's awkward. Well, I was going to ask Poe to teach me how to pro-bend. But can't have two waterbenders on a team, so oh well. Yeah, where is he?
You shouldn't expect have him to be loafing around here. Like that.
Hmm?
Oh, I think he went out. I don't know. He'll probably be back. I mean, his stuff's here.
Yes. He has to come back sometime.
Hmm. Maybe he heard that Dallone was coming back into...
When was the last time you saw him? Earlier today, I hope.
Yeah, it was like early this morning, I guess. We were out pretty late. But then he got up early and he was like, I'm going to go do stuff. And then he went and did stuff.
Wow. Do you have any idea what that stuff is?
No, he was like, I'm going to go do stuff. Wow. And then he went and did stuff, I assume. He's not here. And I guess wherever he is, he has to be doing stuff.
If there's any way you can find out what this stuff is, I would be very appreciative.
Well, like, he's not here, man.
Yes, I'm aware. Like, try to tag along with this stuff one time. I don't know.
Why don't you ask him? You're like his brother stuff, right?
Yes, that's exactly why he doesn't tell me things.
A couple days. Oh, that sucks. I tell my brother stuff all the time. And he tells me stuff, like when he told me, like, hey, I got airbending.
Well, some people keep secrets that cause their brothers to worry.
Oh, I get it. So you're like doing the big brother thing, right?
Yes, because I am his big brother.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm my little brother's big brother too.
Yes, you are. So wouldn't you be worried if you thought your little brother was getting in over his head?
Yeah, man. Wait, are you trying to warn me about airbenders?
What? No.
Because that's what airbenders... my little brother's doing.
No, your little brother's not getting in over his head. Your little brother is joining a wonderful, nurturing, and protective community.
Alright, man. But he kind of left one of those. So it's like, you know, what do you call it when you move from one place to another, but... the second place isn't better than the first. It's just kind of like equal.
It's a lateral step.
Yeah,
side
man.
Grade.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So well, you guys know your little girl's all spirity, right? She's like way strong in spirit stuff.
Yeah,
I've been practicing.
picking up on that.
Would you like to meet Moomoy?
Yeah, man. What's a Moi Moi?
Well, that's the name of my sky python over there.
Oh. Yeah, let's do it.
I'm gonna take Dalune. Him by the hand, bring him over.
I'm gonna pull Dalune aside. Dalune, are you concerned about Poe? Okay, that's a stupid question to ask. Why are you concerned about Poe?
Why do you think I'm concerned about Poe?
I don't know.
He goes off and says he does these things, and he refuses to elaborate on what these things are.
All right, but and he's an adult. He can make his own decisions.
He can. However, he has managed to acquire an alarmingly large sum of money out of seemingly nowhere.
Oh.
And that makes
crime.
Me question. Yes.
What?
Yes, maybe. Maybe.
What did someone
no,
say?
Absolutely.
It's probably
look at him.
Maybe it was lottery.
Poe doesn't look like he's done an honest day's work in his life.
That is correct. He probably
it's
has not.
Yeah, it's probably crime.
That really puts Dalune's mind at ease.
I'm going to be blunt here. Do you want to help me spy on him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then. But, I remember you were quite creeped out by him.
Oh, I am. I really want
but
to see him thrown in jail.
At the same time, that would make it easy.
No. It'll be great. I would love to see him thrown in jail.
Okay, that's not what we're going for.
Maybe not what you're going for, but I can't be held responsible. More specifically, if we do want to figure out what he's doing, and maybe, I guess, find a peaceful way of getting him out of trouble without getting him arrested, then yeah, I'm in.
At the very least, getting him to stop.
Well, I mean,
before anything bad happens.
Oh, I'm sure something bad has already happened. Why
told
do
you
think he abruptly showed up?
Underworld connections.
Yeah, it's like, why do you think he would abruptly show up in Republic City with a shitload of money if something bad hadn't already happened?
That is a good question. Well, that's why I'm worried. Because he probably has already gotten in over his head.
Oh yeah,
wait, so
way
what?
Over his head.
Fluffy.
Muffy?
No, Fluffy. Should we be concerned that Sekhba
okay.
is hanging out with a man who is obviously under the influence of some sort of drug? That isn't me?
Oh, I just assumed he was an idiot.
Well, you're not a man, so there's
that's true, I'm a lady who is obviously under the influence of something, but...
That's probably alcohol?
What do you mean, probably?
It's at least alcohol. At minimum, alcohol.
Well, it could be the stuff I slipped into your alcohol.
I wonder what you would have... What could you slip into Soma's jug that wouldn't be immediately, like... destroyed by the alcohol?
Or Hypnol.
Boom fuel? Or Boomer's fuel?
Oh, yeah, or Hypnol.
Quaaludes.
Gasoline.
For when Hypnol wasn't invented yet.
Yeah. Well, they did have sedatives. Hell, they just gave kids morphine.
They also probably just gave kids, like, booze.
Yeah, that's true. Drinking laws, one of those. Was this Prohibition era United States? Actually,
no,
yeah.
Mamana is, like, just rubbing Boimway.
Is Momoi okay with it?
Yeah.
Boimway okay.
usually likes being pet.
Matt, go with me.
So we should probably grab Sahar and report in, because I get the feeling you don't want to be around Tenzin for any moment longer than you absolutely need to. Right now. Then I give you him a little... I give Dalune a little elbow. You, am I right? Am I right? He's mad at you!
He's more... questioning whether this entire thing is a good idea.
That's really up to Sekhba to decide.
No, not just sending Sekhba, like helping the Republic City government with this at all.
Oh. Yeah, it does kind of seem like we're acting a little bit like the world police here, but, I mean, you could always leave the air temple.
Whether or not we're actually making things better, or are just being beholden to Republic City.
Dude, we foiled an assassination attempt on the king of the Earth Kingdom. I don't think that's beholden to Republic City at all.
No.
We're doing good. For some values of good.
Yes, that's what I told him. Not in those words. Yes.
Well, then if he doesn't believe that we're doing good, then he can issue some sort of decree and you can kowtow to your leader. Or you can keep doing good things. As an airbender who is not an air acolyte. I give him kind of a little shrug, like, you could eat meat again.
What? No.
If Tenzin's?
No.
Okay, all right. I was introducing it as an alternative. Not, you know, not what you absolutely have to do.
This is the path I have chosen. I will see it through.
Well, you chose another path as well. And speaking of that path, why don't we go and continue down that path and get ourselves some, recognition and rewards. And then we can go look for your brother.
Yes.
Should probably grab Sekhva. Kind of weirds me out. Where's Sahar? Vroom.
You will hear my motorcycle going, because...
Just doing circles, like doing donuts with air.
I probably drove by you like 6 times.
You think that thing ever runs out of gas?
Only when the plot needs it.
Like only when the plot demands it.
Yes.
So it looks like you guys are like going out to do stuff too, huh? Mm. Maybe you went into Poe because he's out doing stuff.
That's the hope.
I should probably check on Ahi.
Okay.
Isn't that a out of character, it's a fish.
Well, he is Water Kingdom, probably.
Water Tribe.
So, wouldn't they name things after fish, maybe?
Maybe, huh. I don't know.
Potentially. I will wait to see you at dinner!
Yeah, I'll see ya, man. Good luck with your stuff.
Same to you.
Thank you. I should do some stuff, but I should check on Ahi first. Alright, see ya. He goes into the building. The boys' dormitory.
So, where are we going?
HQ? Finished a mission.
What does that mean?
It means we are going back to my dad, and we're going to tell him that we saved the Earth King.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going to go look for Poe. And you can choose to come along if you want to.
Sure.
I give you the thumbs up.
I will hesitate and do the same.
No, do the buddy.
I'm gonna try and I'm gonna try and flag down Zahar. Just like every time she passes by, I'm gonna like wave her down. Hey, Zahar!
I will, you know, eventually have the Eric light come off and then head over to them.
Okay.
Radio.
Are we done here?
Oh yeah, we're gonna go. Gonna go turn in the quest.
We're going to go to the guy with the yellow question mark over him.
Yeah, we're gonna go report to. We're gonna go report to headquarters. Dad's probably wondering what the hell happened to make us actually, you know, do something positive for once.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, you guys taking Waymoy again?
Yes.
Okay,
if there is
say,
a ferry
like
across the way, I will take my bike. But...
Yeah, I think I'll take the ferry because it seems like we've been relying on Moimoi a lot lately and she probably needs a rest.
Does she seem like she needed rest?
She did fly all the way here, so probably it would be welcome. Like, she's not exhausted or anything, but...
Okay. Well, I'll set her all nice and comfy in the stable, then. Give her plenty of food.
You can ride on the motorcycle if you want.
Sure.
Okay.
Sorry, Soma, your seat's taken.
Build a sidecar!
I'm working on it! We've just not been here for days!
This is true, I can back this up.
Yeah, the ferry comes and ferries you across.
I then drive Segfa away on the motorcycle to headquarters.
Yeah, we're all gonna have to make our way there, so.
You waiting for Soma and Daloon, or are you just going?
Yeah, I'll wait.
Okay. Just drive slowly along with them. You pull up in front of the presidential house, and it is... A lot of the tents are gone. Not all of them. Not the one Soma was living in.
Hmm. Well, it's been a few days.
But walking up to the guards and past the people in the front lawn, the place seems somber.
Oh, he mustn't have won any popularity polls.
Hmm. Ain't good.
You're going to Ronto's office?
Yep.
Hmm.
Come in!
I enter.
File ourselves in. Colonel, gonna bow.
Colonel,
I don't think we did it.
I don't
We actually,
bow.
We were. We were sent to figure out who was behind the, manipulation of the Dai Li. We accidentally stumbled into something slightly larger.
Well, it was probably also involved with the Dai Li.
You say probably, but we don't actually have any fucking clue. We don't know. We did something completely different and just said we did the thing.
Well, we're just going to be reporting on our findings. Jeez.
Welcome back.
So, I suppose, sir, that you've read the newspapers?
Which day?
I don't know, when did we... The day that we saved the Earth King from an assassination attempt.
Yes, I did see that. In fact, I was contacted by a man called Gao. He told me of your bravery, the good work you're doing. He also spoke to me and recommended all of you quite highly just a day or two ago about your assistance in foiling some sort of conspiracy within Ba Sing Se.
Well, we're not necessarily supposed to go into the details of it, but the original intent of our journey out there was to find out who was manipulating the Dai Li, and we believe we found that it was the same person who had, you know, formed an assassination attempt on the king, because, I mean, why would the king send rogue members of the Dai Li out, unbeknownst to Gao? We got ourselves tangled up in something way bigger than we were expecting.
But it seems you managed well.
That's a change of pace, huh?
Yeah. Kind of surprised at how smoothly everything went. I keep expecting to come back here. No, you know what? We came back here and something is really weird right now. Where are all the tents?
I'm assuming buildings were repaired.
Reconstruction is happening that well?
Things were a little complicated right now. When you asked if I had seen the papers, I thought you were referring to today's story.
Well, we just got back. What's happening?
Today's story?
He
turns out that we are the ones that have not seen the papers.
Reaches back to his desk. And throws down a copy of today's paper. The headline is Raiko Gotta Go. the Republic City Tribune is officially endorsing Dai Yu for United Republic President.
Was that the Industrialist?
Yes.
Eh.
I mean, that gal?
What does that say? I only see the picture, whatever that is.
It is a smiling lady, like, shaking hands at some sort of ribbon cutting.
Ah.
What does that have to do with Raiko?
This is about Raiko? That people want him out.
The lady is Dayu.
Hmm.
Who just got the endorsement from the Republic City Tribune.
Well, that doesn't mean you'll be replaced. Unless she replaces you.
No, Kevin, he was called out of retirement to help with Raiko's task force, so he's not going to be replaced. This entire thing is going to be removed.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Raiko wants to speak with you. As soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully. It's about congratulating you for saving the Earth King.
But it probably is about voting for him?
Or possibly using the fact that we did something really good as members of his representative task force to get other people to vote for him?
Maybe.
I think it might be that.
Oh, he will probably also, want our votes.
I don't think I'm actually registered to vote.
Okay. You should do that if you want to vote.
I don't have an address.
You should get an address. Addresses are quite great. Well, I suppose we should see Raiku then.
Yeah.
I head off to see Raiku.
You go to his desk, his secretary stops you outside, finds out who you are, talks on the intercom. You can hear Raiko come through on the other side. Yes, send them in, please. You are ushered inside.
All right, I'm inside.
The secretary. I'm going to,
Shuts the door when you guys go in. Shuts the door behind you.
Bow to President Raiko and say, "Sir."
I'm also going to bow. I'm not going to bow.
Mr. President.
Yes. So thank you for coming. Let me add to the heaps of congratulations and admiration that I'm sure you've already gotten. I've heard fantastic things from you, from King Wu and from Gao, that you, the four of you, saved the life of the Earth King and foiled some sort of conspiracy and brought the would-be assassins to justice. You've done a fantastic thing for the United Republic, for the Earth Kingdom, and for the world as a whole. Which makes it all the more unfortunate that, effective immediately, this task force is disbanded.
All right.
Okay.
Can we at least get statues?
I'm gonna just kind of elbow you, like, no!
Only if you pay for them yourself.
Yeah. Pay your own statue. What do you think you are? What do you think you are, Aang?
So what does that mean?
I shall write a letter to Prince Wu.
Means you're all fired.
Can I get a statue?
You at least gotta ask a paycheck?
Good.
I'm pretty sure it's because he's not winning the election.
Yeah, actually, I think we... what?
Pardon me?
Whoa!
I'm assuming he reads the paper.
I do read the paper. He throws down a copy of the Raiko Gotta Go headline. And it seems people think that I am militarily weak because of my utilization of small strategic strike forces, like yourselves and Avatar Korra. They consider people like you rogue elements that can't be depended upon, and that I should have spent my efforts strengthening the United Republic military so we would somehow be prepared for 100-foot-tall machines with spirit cannons attached to them.
Yeah, I mean, really, how did you not foresee that?
Yes. My lack of vision cost us all dearly.
And that is the threat.
That was
times.
Sarcasm.
I'm aware.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't really seem like it's your fault.
I would like you to tell that to as many people as you can in the next 4 days.
What's happening in 4 days?
The election.
The election.
Oh, okay.
So, if I'm to stand any chance of winning, as your friend Zahar so eloquently
he's staring
estimated
at me.
My chances, I need to make some major changes right now.
But do you really think these changes are going to come soon enough for the people? I have a feeling not very many people are honest with you.
Your candor is appreciated. But would your recommendation be that I instead change nothing?
Actually, it would
well,
be.
Well, there's
to...
the fact that we were successful in something that would estimate that.
The Avatar saved the world like 3 times over. Apparently, people don't care. They hate her, too.
Well, everyone's gonna hate everyone!
Yeah, I think that is...
Perhaps you should be looking to do things to more build up the city itself. Like, more domestic changes or social changes.
This is all kind of a coulda, woulda, shoulda right now, isn't it?
Your note is appreciated. Tell you what, you've been so helpful. Why don't you take the rest of the week off?
How kind of you. Why don't I just take the rest of my life off, right?
We'll see in 5 days.
So you just plan on changing back as soon as you would be elected?
I've scarcely prepared for that outcome. It seems like Lee Track might be your more preferred candidate, though.
Perhaps. Do you have a problem with that?
Several, but I was willing to overlook them because of the utility you brought to the task force. My secretary will have your final compensation waiting. Thank you again for your service and all that you've achieved.
Okay.
I'm going to reach out and shake his hand. Yeah, I'm going to reach out and shake his hand and say, I'm not registered to vote.
he just starts registering you now as long as you're yeah.
He shakes your hand. My secretary has the forms.
I'll do what I can.
You've all certainly been helpful, and if given the opportunity, I would like to continue to employ you in the future, in some capacity.
I'm going to bow to him and say, thank you. It's been really, really fun. And I'm going to just kind of sidle out and hit the secretary up for my paycheck.
And the voting papers?
Yeah, I guess those two. Hey, where do I fill these out? This is something I don't think I can just turn it into you. I mean, I know that you you're the secretary to the president and all, but I don't think that, like, you have the bureaucratic ability to get me registered to vote.
I would have to file them with the Central Election Office.
Okay. Where's that?
Well, they're currently operating out of a temporary building down by the docks.
Noted.
Warehouse space is cheap.
Thank you. And I'm gonna take the forms, and I'm gonna get myself registered to vote, and maybe they'll even give me an ID card so I can actually show people I'm of age.
Amazing. Hmm.
I'm gonna wait for Daloon.
I'm assuming you guys are all filing.
Yeah, I will file out.
I was gonna say, no, I stand in there forever.
Yeah, don't awkwardly, go ahead.
My statue.
Until he forces you to leave.
I will be a statue right. Until I get one.
He bronzes you.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah.
End of Daloon. We're all sad.
Oh. Are we going to go find Poe?
Yeah. Well, I guess. Hmm.
Do you guys know where Poe would go?
Well, I have no clue, but on the off chance that he's not lying and being shady, I am going to check Pro-Bending Arena.
That's what I was going to say. Okay.
Oh, by the way, you guys got 1,500 yuans apiece.
Yay!
Is that like $1,500 or is that like $15?
It's like $1,500.
Ooh, okay. That's a decent amount.
Yeah,
it is. I might actually be able to find a place to live with this.
Can make a mortgage payment with that.
Yeah, that would probably be like down or deposit and first months on an apartment.
I don't have to worry about doing my out of house like repairs on technical stuff.
I stash it in my flight suit.
It falls out the hole in your flight suit.
No, it has a money
cozy. We have one of those.
My flight suit has a money cozy. It keeps my money warm. Or cold. Whichever I want it.
It insulates your money?
Yes.
So we head to the Pro Bending Arena because we're looking for Poe, right? Does anyone remember what he wanted to, like, in his crazy ramblings about forming a Pro Bending team, what he thought he'd call it? I don't think he ever mentioned it. I'm just wondering if anybody remembers.
No, I don't think he mentioned it.
That was an indication for us to make up a stupid name, but okay, fine.
The same happened.
Have you guys told Zahar what's up? Because you walk out of here and you're like, alright, let's go to the player bending arena.
Well, Lair said's looking for Poe. Yeah, and then that's like,
all right. You're like, alright, let's find Poe. Uh-huh.
I'm okay with looking for Poe.
Yeah, so. Daloon has a sneaking suspicion that Poe is a dirty criminal.
Huh?
Okay.
And, although I'd be absolutely okay with throwing him in jail, I totally understand that instead we should offer him the opportunity to cease his actions.
Huh?
Okay, so I'm looking at it more from a I'm concerned for him or concerned for him standpoint.
Oh, fine. I'll stop poisoning the well.
Because although I find him annoying, I don't find him creepy like Soma does.
Well, probably because you don't have breasts.
Yes, he does not hit on me.
I try really hard not to have them, too.
What measures have you taken to not have breasts?
I'm assuming binding.
Yeah, did.
Have you tried burning them off?
That seems like it'd be really painful. And also, what if I want to use them someday?
Oh.
I'm kind of on the fence about it.
You want the
Have
best
you tried detaching them and then attaching Velcro?
What's Velcro?
A space age thing.
It's a thing where it makes cloth stick to each other that you can easily, you know, then tear apart.
Zahar's invention that will never go anywhere.
I invent all kinds of things that just never go
anywhere.
It's
an easier way to tie your shoes. It's fast, too. And stylish.
But I don't tie my shoes. I just put them on.
Oh, Velcro's a company.
It is. It is an actual brand name.
Yep.
Yeah.
What? I thought Velcro was...
No, it's kind of like how Kleenex is, what do you call it? Yeah, Kleenex
and
is...
Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Tissues,
and
yeah.
Yellow.
It's a medical
hook and loop fastener.
It seems to be known as a brand of fabric. Hook and loop fastener is what it's known as.
Huh.
Yep.
Hmm.
Colloquially known as Velcro after the company that produces them.
You go to the pro bending arena. There's not a game happening now, but there's still like some vendors out front selling team t-shirts, and there's memorabilia shops and people that just kind of thrive off this arena. So there's shops and people hanging out.
There's a gym as well, right?
Yes, there is a gym.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So you're here. Poe is not immediately in your eye line.
I'll look in the gym to see if he's there.
I'll follow Daloon around.
Yep, follow me.
Yep.
A group of four weirdos go into the gym. You stopped at the desk. Membership card, please.
I do not have a membership, but I am looking for a specific person. Could you tell me if he is here?
Is it an emergency?
Sure, yes. Family emergency. His name is Poe.
Poe. And what is his bending style?
Earth.
Poe, the Earthbender. She gets out like a collection of files and starts flipping through, like, the color-coded for each bending style.
I'm assuming there's purple, pink, and brown.
Yeah, of course.
Brown is waterbending, purple is earthbending, and pink is firebending, right?
Sure.
Yes.
We do have a recent membership for an earthbender Poe. But he has not checked in today.
I see. Hmm.
Does he have a consistent schedule for checking in? Like, maybe sometime he's usually in every day?
Are you also his family?
She's not. I'm his brother.
I'm just a really big fan.
Okay, and I'm his brother. I just also happen to be an airbender.
No, he never comes in the morning.
I see. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Good luck with your emergency.
Thank you.
So, where do you think Poe would go?
That's a very good question. I have no clue.
Hmm.
I'm honestly surprised he actually has a membership.
Well, isn't this something he wants to do?
Sure,
yes, this
yeah.
is something he wants to do, and something he has money to do now.
So he has money to do it?
Yes, a surprisingly large amount of money.
Okay.
A worryingly large amount of money.
I figured it was crime.
Did he enter some sort of lottery? Or gamble?
He did not want to explain the money to me when I asked about it.
I am going to go to the closest vendor to the door.
Yeah. Closest vendor to the door is selling meat on a stick.
Ooh, meat on a stick.
Hello?
Hello! How many meat on a stick can I get you today? With your choice of dipping sauce.
I'm sorry, I don't eat meat. But I am looking
for someone.
We have
plenty of stick and dipping sauce.
I don't think that would taste very good on its own.
What are you talking about? Stick is delicious with dipping sauce.
Yeah, that dipping was sauce is delicious with
stick. I want only the worst parts of shawarma.
We're looking for him.
You're looking for who?
Poe.
Poe. Who is that?
I was just wondering if you knew him or not.
Describe him as an earthbender who recently joined.
Well, he's an earthbender that's about this, and I'm going to be jumping a little bit tall. And looks kind of like him because that's his brother. I'm going to point a ways away. He likes meat.
Yeah, I think I've seen somebody like that.
Oh. Do you know where he might be?
He was here the other day with, some guy with long, weird hair.
Oh! That's Moana.
Names are not usually involved in my meat-on-a-stick transactions.
He's not very nice.
They give me money, and I give them meat-on-a-stick. We are well outside my normal expertise. So how many meat on a stick can I get you?
Done?
Because I'm hyper-attentive to everything involving Sekva, I'm going to be like, ooh, meat on a stick!
How many meat on a stick can I get you, young lady?
Three!
Three meat on three sticks. Three meat on one stick. Three meat, one stick, and your choice of dipping sauce.
Yes.
Yes.
I think she went off.
I slapped down some yuans. Sauce meat.
Yeah, he's got like little paper cups and ladles of various sauces.
I've always wanted to do this.
What have you always wanted to do?
I mix all the sauces together and then meet them, and then stick them on the meat them.
Okay. It becomes a horrible muddled brown abomination of a sauce.
Horrible muddled brown abomination of salt and meaty deliciousness.
Yeah, there's probably plenty of salt.
It's either atrocious or the most delicious thing ever.
I can't decide. Maybe both.
Home.
I'll let you try the sauce.
But you kind of stuck the meat all over in there.
Like a non-meaty part of the sauce.
No, thank you.
Okay, you're lost.
And I'm afraid sauce is only available to meat-eating customers. I guess I could just charge you for a meat on the stick and throw it away if you just want some sauce.
No, thank
you. Or you could try selling it to someone else and make more money.
That would be unethical. If I'm taking money, then it must involve an animal being killed somewhere along the line.
Don't worry, we're not giving him money in that case.
I'm giving him money. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, you're welcome to, but we must not.
Well, she's eaten enough meat for the two of you.
That was the idea. Yeah.
And she is allowed to.
But all changed when the Air Nation attacked.
Thank you for coming to Meat on a Stick Emporium. I welcome your future business, people whose names I do not know, because it is unnecessary to my business.
Also probably do not care.
Sometimes I forget my own name.
I'm just going to continue enjoying my meat on a stick and say, alright, so where are we going next?
Dylan? Apparently we're going to stand here awkwardly and stare at Daloon.
Please do not loiter in front of my cart.
I honestly do
not.
We
can loiter outside. I was going to say we can loiter outside the propaganda arena.
Okay. that doesn't mean I know his every thought.
That's
yes,
true.
But wouldn't you know places he'd like to go?
During the day? No.
Try that noodle place.
Okay, let's try that noodle place.
I would love some noodles.
Someone's gonna be so fat at the end of this day.
No way, I'm gonna run it all off tonight.
Uh-huh. You tell yourself that, but it's
when we inevitably get ourselves into trouble that involves strenuous physical activity and fighting.
Okay, montage. You guys hit up all the eateries around the pro bending arena. Soma's in the background eating something as you question the people every single time. And basically what you get is, yeah, Poe is a regular around here. In the last couple days, he has been around that long-haired waterbender. You know, he's asked about firebenders and people looking for teams in the past, and all the vendors can tell you that Poe has always been the one to pay, and he's tipped pretty generously.
So he's looking for firebenders.
Where am I going to find firebenders?
That's a good question. We're a white Fire Nation. Guys, I feel kind of sick.
That gang.
Well, you shouldn't have had 3 rice bowls, 2 noodle bowls, 8 meats on a stick, 5 stir fries.
I have to know. Did you go to different meat on a stick vendors, or did you just keep questioning that
guy? Who knows?
Oh,
and did you have some fried dough thing? She actually just spent her entire paycheck in food.
Right.
I think it'd be really hard to spend that many yuans on food.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, being funny.
I wonder if he's hitting up Blaze's crew.
Huh?
Well, they're all firebenders, right?
Well, yeah.
I suppose they are.
And they take that theme pretty seriously. What are they called again?
Wow, Hotman.
Blaze's crew?
The Agni Kai!
Oh, is that them?
They own, some sort of Hotman's club, don't they?
We went there before.
Yeah,
some fire-themed club. And I got burned.
I got shocked. Broke into his fucking office.
It was easy.
I'm going to start walking towards the place since everyone's ignoring me.
I'm going to follow after Sekfa, and then all of a sudden, moments later, find the nearest trash can.
What's it, vomiting?
That would be the idea.
Okay, great. Sekfa goes wandering off while 2 of you are paying attention and 1 of you's puking.
Okay.
I guess I could pay attention to her.
I mean, I'm trying to pay attention to her, I just suddenly got incredibly sick.
Yeah, they're like, hey guys, suck we should be
Oh god.
Oh, Stimfy looks the same.
Yeah, you guys see Sekfa as she has walked away.
Okay.
Take a swig from my jug and I'm like, I gotta get an awful taste out of my mouth. Is that a shrimp on the Barbie?
Yes, it is.
Huh.
Terrible.
Oh, okay.
This is what you're doing?
That is a terrible joke, Kevin, and you should be ashamed.
Yep. For the listeners, I linked a picture of a Barbie doll with 4 shrimp laid out across it because it's an Australian thing. They put shrimp on the Barbie. The image is titled G'day Mate. ...
Thank you. Thank you for doing this.
It's just what we needed.
Yes. A weird derailment that has nothing to do with anything and is not particularly funny.
Yep.
Yeah, going to the club. Going to the club.
Going to Hopkins.
Yeah.
Yep. Trying to point
guys
out.
Run to catch up with Sekfa.
Going to the club.
As she walks to Hotman's. At this point, they are just opening.
Is it called Hopman's?
It is.
Is that called Hopman's?
See, yes. I get things right occasionally.
Yeah. House band is the Flameos.
Oh, that's right. I remember the Flameos.
Flameo!
Does the building have just flame decals?
Your old friend Slippery Sun Yi is working the door. A little sweaty, weaselly guy. he sees you coming. Like, hey.
Hmm?
I remember you.
I remember you too. Hello.
Okay, good. It's nice to know, you know, you leave an impression on a person.
Well, it depends on what that impression is.
Well, it's better to be remembered for being a jerk, right, than not remembered at all?
No, most people don't think that.
Man, I was about to say it's a bit Machiavellian, but then I realized Machiavelli doesn't exist in this world.
Well, you guys are troublemakers. We don't want you here.
Oh. Okay.
Do you know Poe?
I knew a Poe way back.
It's a really common name, Sekhfa.
Oh. He's an earthbender? He looks kind of like the loon, because he's a brother?
Is your brother 10 years older than you, really fat, and a firebender?
Nope. What? He's none of those things. But he has been trying to recruit a firebender for his pro bending team. And you guys seem like, you know,
pretty much the toughest firebenders in town, so I figured maybe he was looking in that direction.
Well, that's an accurate assessment.
And I was wondering if maybe Mr. Blaze knows them.
Yes, do you think we could speak with Mr. Parks?
I will inquire with the good Mr. Blaze.
The rest of us are banned from this club forever.
He scuttles inside.
I don't think I was banned forever. He told me to make an appointment next time.
We're making an appointment right now.
Well, I'm making an appointment.
And now I've got a rat in my pocket.
Shortly thereafter, Blaze will see you now.
Thank you. Skipping in.
You are escorted to the office that you guys broke into previously.
Yeah, the way I enter the room, I'm going to describe as
hiding
sheepish.
Behind Zahar?
Yeah, I'm going with sheepish and sidling.
You enter. Blaze is sitting in his formal business suit, his tiny pair of spectacles perched on his nose behind his desk. He's got a good pile of paperwork sitting there.
Good Hello. Afternoon, Mr. Parks.
Good afternoon, Zahar.
Good to see you again.
Yes, lovely to see
you.
A pleasure.
I see you still haven't learned to make an appointment.
We made an appointment this time, we asked.
No, this is not an appointment.
Oh, it totally is an appointment. It was an appointment 5 minutes in advance. Do you guys still serve that wine? The I think he called it the Fire Nation Flambe?
If it's a fire-themed wine, I assure you we have it. I understand you're looking for your brother.
Indeed, yes.
And you thought he might be here recruiting firebenders.
Well, there is that, but I have a worry about him, that he's getting mixed up with something bad. Illicit activities and whatnot.
I don't imagine he would be working with this crew because he's not a firebender or
a
fire
nation.
No,
it's kind of a thematic thing.
He's not working with this crew. However, he has been trying to recruit firebenders, so...
You think his two interests may intersect?
Yes.
Regardless, I do have contacts of a sort within the underworld. as a part of my legitimate business dealings, of course.
Naturally.
Sometimes it's necessary to get one's hands a bit dirty. I suppose the biggest mystery in all of this is, why should I lift a finger to help you?
Well, we took down the guy that sent you the booby-trapped weapons.
Yes, but we did that in order for him to give us the information. So yeah. That is a transaction that is now finished.
Well done.
Zahar, you are a lady after my own heart.
We have money.
If you would like to get dinner sometime, I would be delighted.
It is a flattering offer.
We have money.
Do you have money, or do you have...
money.
Yes.
You only have the first one.
Is there a difference?
I'm just going to say we could pay him for information.
One of them can be thrown into a wishing well. The other one attracts my attention.
I'm pretty sure we have more of the wishing well type money.
I don't know. Maybe just get a specific number in mind.
Do you have any tech that needs repaired?
Tech? Well...
automobiles, auto cycles...
I did buy some defective mechs. Do you think you can fix those up?
Those would be quite expensive to fix up. They are basically just trash inside. Also exploded.
And what about make one from scratch?
Also expensive, and I'm not going to make weapons.
No weapons. That's a shame.
But, like, radios, modes of transportation.
Incredibly powerful alcoholic beverage recipes?
I can't help with that one.
But I can.
I have been concerned about my personal safety as of late. Perhaps you could make some augmentations to my office and vehicle.
I could probably do something like that, you know, beef up security.
And in return, I will put out discreet lines of inquiry about your brother.
Thank you.
Thank the young lady. She's the one bringing something to this transaction on your behalf.
Thank you, Zahar.
You owe me one.
Three, actually, but okay.
The complex web of favors. The underpinning of all friendships.
So, guy out front, is he like your bouncer?
Mr. Sonyi? He's the owner of this club.
And you're not?
I am a major investor. For legal purposes. Whereas Mr. Sonyi's job title is more akin to... what's the appropriate word? Patsy. Should something illegal ever happen in this club that brings the attention of the authorities, I'm just the money man.
I was going to say, he's not a very good bouncer, but I guess that explains why.
Yes.
Probably could have just walked in and bought a drink or something.
Well, I think that's what he wants you to do.
Yes.
Us? Specifically us.
Oh, I'm sure he would like to take our
money. You claim to have money. You can have all the drinks you wish to purchase, provided you're not going to make trouble in my establishment.
Yes, we're quite done making trouble for you.
I appreciate that. I have no interest in making trouble for you either.
Okay. Well, this isn't going to be one of those situations where, like, you know, you're going to use Zahara as collateral and keep her in, like, some sort of crazy warehouse where she's forced to work until you find Daloon's brother, right?
I can take care of myself.
Okay, cool. I'm really weirded out by...
He is a man of his word. And this is an even exchange that we both agreed to.
Alright, looks like we're done here.
When would you like to meet to discuss security measures on your office? Or anywhere else that you would want them?
Why don't you come back tomorrow and I'll see what I can turn up on your friend Poe.
Okay.
You say he's an earthbender. He's interested in pro-bending, attempting to recruit a firebender.
And looks similar to Daloon.
That is traditional.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless he was adopted.
To my knowledge, he was not.
How long has he been missing?
Well, he doesn't go missing, so to speak. He more just... He goes out during the day. He... Yeah. Refuses to elaborate on where he's going. He... Showed up at Republic City with... More money than anyone in my family has. And... He, of course, would not like to explain that money. Why he has it. So.
Perhaps he's afraid that you'll just blow it around.
You do like to do that.
I'm worried that he's getting in over his head. I'm worried that he's getting into bad situations.
With all due respect, Mr. Daloon, your motives do not interest me. I've made a transaction and I'll uphold my end of it. I'm not here to judge you or your brother.
That's fair.
Is there anything else you think would be helpful to tell me?
He does apparently show up at the Pro Bending Arena gym in the evenings. And he hangs around with a waterbender named...
Moana.
Out of character, I forget.
Moana.
What is it?
Moana.
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 Oh, is that weird dreadlock guy?
Seems nice enough.
Smoking
something really strong, yeah. Well, if it helps him be a better pro-bender.
Well, he can see spirit things.
Yeah, but see, Sekhva, you don't need that stuff to be a spirity person. You do it just fine.
Okay.
Stay in school, kids. Only you can prevent forest fires. Wait, wrong childhood message.
Hangs out to prove it.
Only you cannot actively participate in organized crime?
Alright then, I think I have everything I need.
What time should I meet you tomorrow?
Say 5 o'clock.
Okay. And will we be meeting here?
Unless there's a bar or restaurant you'd prefer.
I suppose I didn't think you'd want a wandering ear to overhear about any security measures you are taking to prevent any threat on your life.
Beautiful, intelligent, and cautious. If you don't get out of here now, I might try to keep you.
I suppose I will meet you here tomorrow at 5.
I look forward to it. Zahar, Sekhva, the Loom, Soma.
Mr. Parks.
I don't think I ever actually told him my name.
That's nice.
We've also been in newspapers numerous times with
That's
pictures.
That's true. Newspapers.
Yeah, he's kept up with you. Also, you were probably in some sort of affidavit describing the events on the docks.
Yeah. Still really weirded out.
Bow my way out.
Yep, bow my way out.
God, you guys are so formal.
yeah, actually, we are.
But, well, he's an important person, right? To show your respects.
So now are there going to be any Blaze Sahar shippers?
I really hope not, because that was really creepy.
Why was it creepy?
I thought it was cute.
I don't know.
I wasn't creepy about it.
Do you think people, like, mentioning that they like someone is creepy?
Yes. Yeah, actually, yeah. Yes.
No, it's called
Yeah,
being
nowadays,
forward.
Yeah, it's really,
I mean,
it's really creepy.
It might be a little forward, but...
Yeah, forward is creepy. Forward is immediately creepy nowadays.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Well, I guess it depends on if it's wanted.
Yeah,
and
I guess
it's
so.
Absolutely no indication whatsoever if it was wanted in that scenario.
She wasn't like, "Ew, get away from me."
That was because that man can set us all on fire.
Well, she could also zappy zappy him.
Yeah, but he can set her so on fire from a distance, and you actually have to touch him for it.
Well, I'm working on the making fire at a distance thing, okay?
All right. I think you better do that before the next time you actually meet up with this guy.
I don't think he'd hurt me.
Not physically.
You can't zap away emotional hurt.
Guess it's dinner time and heading back?
I'm all set for food.
Okay.
You really don't think we couldn't have given him, like, I don't know. Is Poe really worth, like, less than more than 1,000 yuans?
I don't know.
Shit. I'm gonna go break down my tent.
Okay.
I don't even think this is my tent. I think this is just given to me.
So you guys are splitting up?
Yeah, I'll probably head home.
Yeah.
Air Temple Island.
We draw up some ideas about security things using, like, the cool magnetic locks that I came across in the past and shit like that.
Magnet locks would be kind of neato.
Oh, man.
Since
only
you picked the locks to his door.
Yeah.
Fighting like, so back to Air Temple Island.
And also point out weaknesses from his office from the last time I broke into it.
Yeah, it's like, alright, so... When I broke into your office...
You know, I bet What's-His-Face would know where Poe is at all times.
Who's What's-His-Face?
Who?
The guy with insane knowledge of things.
Oh,
Detective Drood?
Drood.
That's him.
But you also don't know where he is.
Yeah. He probably only shows up when he feels like it.
He's probably, like, in the Southern Water Tribe right now.
Or Fire Nation.
I'm assuming you guys made some attempt to contact him when Sekhva was missing.
Yeah,
I don't really know how. I mean, like smoke signals?
I don't know, send a radio signal to
I grabbed
you.
A bunch of butterflies and then released them.
Yeah. And you assume I reached him wherever he is.
Butterfly signals?
I whispered into the hands, like, Sekhva's missing, and then...
Oh, Gandalf, yeah. And then just a giant eagle appeared.
Yes.
That doesn't help.
But then 2 days later, Detective Druid shows up.
Yeah.
Like, a wizard is always exactly where he needs to be, exactly when he needs to be there.
Wizard is never late. He shows up anytime he means to.
Okay. Yep. So, Soma, you break like, down your tent. Where are you going?
I have no idea.
Okay. So you got step one. You break down your tent.
Well, if he said anything to us, I would have invited you to our Temple Island, but apparently...
Yeah, no, pride. So. What time is it?
Dinner time?
Yeah.
Dinner time. Dinner time is too late to rent an apartment. But not too early, late to get a hotel room.
No, you could absolutely get a hotel room.
Mm.
Yeah, well, for the night. Also, I'm going to try and return my tent.
To?
I don't know, the refugee people who were giving them to all the people who had their apartments.
Sure, the guards will be happy to...
Oh, don't need this anymore. I'm going to put myself up on a cheap hotel for the night and try and figure out where I can get myself a place to live now. I have the money to, or, like... Well, first off, I don't have steady employment anymore in the form of missions and free-flying bison flying around this...
Yeah, like, you've got enough money for first month rent and down payment, but if they ask about your source of income...
It's like, well, I'm a gig performer at local nightclubs around the city.
That might go well with enough charm.
Yeah.
Okay. So you put yourself up in a hotel.
Yeah.
Zahar, you're just going home?
Yeah, I was gonna go home, you know, drop plans, probably eat some rice or some shit. Some, like, crappy-ass, mostly like tasteless food I make.
Ramen noodles.
Yeah, like, instant rice and, like, maybe I threw some egg on it.
Ramen noodles without the flavor packet.
Yeah.
Actually, I know people don't like that, but I kind of do.
That's fine.
No, that's not.
I need to put a bunch of other stuff on. That's not why.
When you open the door, there's a folded up note that's been slid underneath it, sitting on the floor inside your apartment. There's a little bit of dust on it. It might have been there for a little bit.
I'll read it.
It says, I need your help. Please meet me. I will check for you every midnight at the old training site C.
Okay. So I guess at midnight I'll be doing that.
Yeah. You're not sure exactly who wrote it, but you definitely know what training site that's referring to.
Oh, yeah. And
at least the kind of person it came from.
Probably.
Daloon, you and Sekfog glide your way back to Air Temple Island.
Mm-hmm. I will seek out Tenzin.
I'm gonna go have dinner and maybe meet up with Moana and his brother again.
Okay. Tenzin's office door is open a bit. You can see he's inside. He's got a bunch of old scrolls and text just laid out on his desk.
I'll knock.
Yes, Acolyte Daloon, come in.
Good evening, Tenzin.
Good evening.
So, it seems no matter what you get your wish, President Ryko has disbanded the task force.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. If you really were doing all the good you said, then it's unfortunate that That effort has ceased.
I think it's unfortunate, yes. I'll certainly miss it, and I really do believe that we were doing good things. But for now, I guess, both Sekhva and I will return here and continue with our training and studies.
It will be nice having you around. Your unique skill could certainly be a beneficial teaching tool to the other acolytes.
Yes. Thank you. I will do my best to attempt to teach it to others. Actually, one point of note, during our recent travels to the Earth Kingdom, I ran into another soundbender.
What?
Yes. However, he was just a soundbender. He didn't know any earth or any airbending.
Fascinating.
I would have recruited him. He's almost certainly an airbender. He just did not realize the air aspect of his abilities. I would have asked him to join us were he not involved in the assassination attempt on Prince Wu.
And by involved, you mean he perpetrated it?
Yes.
It's disgraceful when we see the teachings of our ancestors used for vile acts of violence, political sabotage.
I feel the same way, and I think it's a terrible missed opportunity as well. But it is what it is. He's going to be in the Earth Kingdom, in prison, for the rest of his life.
Unless he escapes.
Yes, unless he escapes.
I unchained him, so.
I mean, he was likable, but I didn't feel pity for him.
Said he was completely unaware of his airbending abilities. How was he as a soundbender?
He was apparently an extremely good soundbender. He focused more on the destructive aspects of it, however.
Unfortunate.
Well, he honed those skills anyways. He largely just used it to produce concerts for people. Unique concerts.
Well,
he is primarily a musician.
Making art. Suppose that's useful.
Yes.
I suggest you meditate on the abilities you witnessed and see if we can get something positive out of this experience.
I'll do just that.
What can you tell me about this phoenix?
I honestly do not have any idea.
I don't think I even told the
story. Yeah, I don't think she told any of us.
Yeah.
Like, what?
What, phoenix?
Like, what phoenix are we talking about? There's a phoenix?
There may have been.
I see.
Or it may be the fanciful imaginations of a child.
Are you talking about Sekhva?
I am.
Does she claim to have encountered a phoenix?
She claims to have fed a phoenix to her sky bison.
I'm sorry, that doesn't not stay funny.
I just imagining Tenzin's reaction, like how many sequences in Legend of Korra did we get with him just like his eyes bugging out?
Just exasperated Tenzin is best Tenzin.
Oh yeah, beautiful. I don't know, ass kicking Tenzin's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I was gonna say ass kicking Tenzin is pretty damn awesome.
Well, I do certainly agree with you that it sounds outlandish. I don't think Sekhva would simply make up something like that.
She also claims to have traveled to the spirit world.
Oh, there was a portal.
Well, we did go through the spirit portal once to get to the Southern Water Tribe. Oh. Was it Southern?
Yes, seven.
In a separate incident. She says she met some sort of spirit. Grengra?
I was not aware of this. It must have been during that time that she was missing.
Huh.
I never really got a chance to ask her what happened during that time. We came directly here.
Well, thank you for your information. I look forward to you resuming your training in earnest.
Yes, thank you. I guess I'll leave.
He goes back to trying to learn about phoenixes.
Ah.
And the eating thereof.
What happens when an air bison eats a phoenix?
Shit, there's no information!
There's nothing on Google.
Hold on.
You're actually trying?
Air bison eat phoenix.
Is there like a fanfic with that?
Appa. Avatar. Ricky the Avatar. Nope.
Does it just bring up sky bison things or whatever?
Yeah, it just brings up. Because there's a Sozin's Comet Part 1, the Phoenix King.
That Appa's in. Alright.
Yeah.
But I think.
But that, other than that, we go to buffalo or bison steaks, frogs legs, and bison testicles. This Arizona barbecue joint serves them both in Phoenix.
I see.
So if we're ever in Phoenix and want those things, there's a place.
Yep. So yeah, Google's got nothing. Tenzin's screwed.
Okay. So, Sekhva, you head downstairs to dinner. There's plenty of people there. You see the person you would must be Ahi. He is a little younger than you, probably about 12 years old. Similarly, a darker skin tone. Dark, like, hazel eyes. He looks a little uncomfortable in his new Air Acolyte outfit. He has straight black hair and kind of an awkward bowl cut. And he's mostly just eating his rice. On one side of him, well, to the side of him is his brother, Moana.
And a wave.
He waves. And on the other side of Moana is Poe.
Oh, Poe, you're here.
Hello.
Poe, we were looking for you. We didn't know where you went.
Just went out. I had some errands.
Oh, okay. Because Daloon's worried for some reason.
Oh, God.
Daloon's just a worrier.
It's loose lips McGee.
What does he think's happening?
I don't know. It's talking something, illicit something.
Loose lips McGee.
Loose lips Sekhva. Oh, listen.
Well, you didn't tell me to keep this a secret.
I mean, it's implied.
Is it?
Yes.
Apparently that was a weak argument from Tenzin. Hey, Sekhva. You want to sit with us?
I'll gather food, find a spot.
Yeah, someone across the table is getting up, so.
Okay. Slip in there.
Hey, man. Oh, this is my brother Ahi. He's got, like, airbending now.
He's a little bit.
Barely looks up at, like, looks up at your face and then shrinks back down. Hi.
Hello. My name's Sekhva. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Sekhva. I'm Ahi. C- Come on, Ahi, why don't you tell her a little about yourself? I'm from Whale Tail Island.
Ooh, where's that?
Oh, it's like this island. It's off the coast. Yeah, like down in the southwest, man.
Oh.
Yeah. So what? It's like we got like a different kind of benders there. Like you've got like your lady friends all like one of the water tribes, right? Like north or south.
She's from the southern.
Wait, are these the Hicks?
No, they're not swamp benders.
Okay.
Well, we're like wave benders. It's all like push and pull, flow of the ocean, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
So do you use it to like go around like with your boats and things?
Oh yeah, we got boats. We got super good boats. Like, we're the best sailors.
Cool. I came from a farm in the Earth Kingdom. I don't know too much about boats.
I should teach you about boats sometime.
Ooh. I'd love to learn.
Oh, you should totally come waveboarding.
What's waveboarding?
Oh, it's the best. So it's like, you got a board that you stand on, and then it's like the waves carry you.
Huh. So, kind of like how we glide around in the air glider suits?
Yeah, like...
Except standing?
Riding the currents. I get you, man. That's cool.
Huh. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, man. We'll make that happen. I was gonna teach Poe, but he's all like, I'm a rock guy. Rock guys don't do water, I guess.
Huh.
To me, that's like a narrow thinking, huh? You got to expand. It's like all the elements working together, you know?
Hmm.
It's like the push and pull of the world, man.
Hmm. And harmony and all the things like that.
Yeah, harmony and all that. That's a good way to put it, man. You're real smart.
You know, there's still a lot for me to still learn.
Wish you were like a firebender so we could put you on our team.
But I kind of like airbending. Why don't they let airbenders be pro benders too?
I don't know, man. Maybe because there weren't a bunch of them, but now there are a bunch of them, so it's like it's time to adapt. Right. Well, Moana and I were gonna take off after dinner. So.
Oh.
Nice seeing you again, Sekhvah.
Where are you guys going?
We gotta just run some errands and stuff.
Oh. Okay.
Probably go down to the arena, like, hit the gym.
Okay.
Practice. So Poe stands, and Moana's like, "Oh, we're leaving."
I'll wave, I guess.
Yeah. All right. See you later, man. Take good care of Ahi for me, because he doesn't know all this air stuff yet. Like he's kind of just puffing.
How do you like the temple so far?
It's nice. Everybody's really nice. Tenzin's very big.
Well, he's an adult, so...
Yeah, but he's, like, he's really tall.
I mean, the cloak makes him look bigger than he really is.
God, now I'm just trying to imagine Tenzin in a flight suit.
You get to see Tenzin in a flight suit.
Oh, yes, you do, and he does look as ridiculous as I imagined.
Yeah, it looks really weird. Poe and Ahi.
Tenzin wearing a flight suit.
Poe and Moana leave. Probably catch, like, the last ferry off the island.
Bro, job, bro, job. No.
Jesus.
Did not need to see that.
And he just kind of sits there uncomfortably and eats.
And Segpa might small talk at him.
Yeah.
He has very little to say, or is just too shy to say it.
If you need any help, you could always ask me.
You're really quiet if you're...
Yeah.
Oh. If you need any help, you could always ask me.
Thank you. I think I'm just starting, like, it's a lot of meditation right now.
That is a lot of stuff.
It's kind of boring.
Well, it helps center yourself. In your mind.
That's how you contact the spirits, right? That's not how my mom does it.
What does she do?
Oh, she's a sage, but she contacts the spirits with, like, dancing and fire and potions and stuff.
Well, whatever works, I suppose.
He just kind of shrugs and goes back to his rice. So we're not allowed to eat fish either, huh?
Well, the fish are alive. I don't want to hurt them either.
Oh. He sadly eats rice.
Have you tried... And I'll pull over some vegetable.
He kind of pokes at it. I think I'll stick with this for right now.
I think we make seaweed sometimes. Soup, usually.
It's kind of like fish.
Seaweed's okay, I guess. So I'm gonna go back to my room, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for talking to me.
Nice meeting you again.
He kind of pushes himself up and goes back to his room. Zahar?
Yes.
At midnight, you are waiting in the old training spot. Is beneath an old theater in the, like, the historic area of town. Part of the initial, like, Fire Nation colonization. They wanted to bring culture to this place, so they built a theater to mostly show
the Emperor Islands.
Yeah, mostly show propaganda plays for the Fire Lord.
Well, Fire Lord was great, right? Phoenix King, right?
Yeah. But you're hanging out in the basement. It's filled with props and old sets, costumes, and just the detritus of long-forgotten plays. You're waiting there at midnight when you hear footsteps coming down the creaky wood stairs. You see a familiar man of perhaps his late 30s. He's thinned out since the last time you've seen him, but his long... dangling mustache is unmistakable as Amon's old lieutenant.
Okay.
It's been a few days. I wasn't sure you were ever going to come.
I was out of town.
You've been in all the papers.
I suppose I have.
Suppose that makes two of us.
I suppose it does.
We need to talk. And that's where we'll stop.
Cliffhanger!
And I kind of like that the plot is not necessarily about the task force now anymore. Kind of some neat shit going on here.
Oh. Yes, from like relationships we have either made or had in our past and shit like that.
Yeah. It's almost like the world is expanding. Perhaps the task force is merely a means to was merely a means to an end.
Nope.
No. Okay.
My hope is that you guys now will actually legitimately turn to each other in times of need.
Nope, that's the end of the campaign.
Okay. Well, I mean, Soma is already committed to helping Daloon figure out what the hell's going wrong with Poe.
Yep.
Dad. And then you later know, I am too, because I, you know, agreed to give something in exchange for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Daloon owes me one, so if I ever need help, I know I can go to him.
I was gonna say, that's the idea. So it's not necessarily that we're bound by friendship, but more by obligation.
You might need help shortly.
Obligation.
Okay. Yeah. You may need some serious help shortly if the lieutenant is here.
Old lieutenant.
Did he ever have a name, or was it just the lieutenant?
I think it's just the lieutenant in the show.
Yeah, he was never named in the show.
Oh, he has a name now, though.
Apparently. I think I need to change my ideal, because home is not working out for Soma. Like, if anything, she's gotten farther and farther away from finding a permanent place to live.
Well, I mean, I suppose she might be getting an actual brick-and-mortar place pretty soon.
Hopefully, but then how's she going to support it?
Prostitution. Like,
the truth was that, like, before the task force thing, she was actually, like, she was just barely getting by, like, practically living paycheck to paycheck.
You should really get into the tech industry. It's starting to boom.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I hear inventors are in high demand nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably make it a full-time gig with Blaze. Especially if I decide to make weapons.
Didn't you just say that you didn't want to make weapons?
Or just become his trophy wife.
Yeah, that's
Or just have him be my sugar daddy.
Yeah, hyper-intelligent trophy wife engineer.
Defying all the stereotypes. Okay, you guys can take 3 XP apiece.
Sweet!
Sweet, XP!
I'm on my way to getting maybe a level in, I don't know, warrior?
I have 3 XP.
I have 16 now.
Well, don't you already have, like, martial artists?
Yep.
Like, you would get more bonus if you boost up that, or
I'm probably gonna. I have to do the thing that I want to do. I have to double down on martial arts. Huh. Although it's kind of funny, I think that it would be sort of neat if what do you call it? The lieutenant was like, I found out that Zahar knew the lieutenant. And I was like, hey, hold on a second. No. You're gonna teach me chi blocking.
No, he's gonna teach me first if I was do that.
It's like, I was gonna say, if there's any person in all of Republic City that can teach me chi blocking, it would be the lieutenant.
Okay, I'm turning the recorder off.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.